This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
And moving on to our story, Prime Minister Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad has reiterated Pakatan Harapan's stand today that a Prime Minister, Menteri Besar or Chief Minister can only serve a maximum of 2 terms.
Yeah, so the announcement was made during the tabling of the midterm review of the 11th Malaysia Plan in Parliament as part of Putrajaya's swift step at political reform, right? The term posts of the Prime Minister, Menteri Besar, limited to 2 terms. This is something they had pointed out in their manifesto
that's
as
right.
well.
Yep.
And I think that's something that needs to actually become somehow codified into law as well. I mean, it shouldn't just be something that is done in practice. I think
that's
the most important piece of political reform, I think, that can come out of this Malaysia Baru.
But term limits, in a parliamentary system, is that something that you can sort of implement into, embed it into sort of the process?
Of course you can. I mean, you just need to do a little bit of institutional reform. I mean, kind of included into another amendment to the Constitution. God knows they've amended the Constitution enough times for the most inane things.
Well, you're mentioning institutional reforms. A member of the Institutional Reforms Committee, or the IRC, is Dr. Ambiga Srinivasan. And, of course, she mentioned about that this is an essential part towards a reform government, because essentially the centralization of executive power was the source of problems in the past. And with regards to pushing through these reforms, you require sort of a huge mandate of sorts. And I think, given the election results, this is something that, voters do want to see.
Yeah. So we're going to be speaking to Ambiga Srinivasan very, very shortly. But I guess I was trying to think of who might be against this, right?
Right,
Ezra?
Right.
And I think the only argument that some people might have, even though I don't think it's a correct argument, I think people might say, sometimes people need a long runway to implement these reforms. But I think that stems from the fact that we don't actually have any political education in this country, and we don't develop second-liners, because those in power want to grip onto power, and therefore we don't actually create the next generation of political leaders. Because by right, in any situation, if the system is strong enough, if the institutions are strong enough, whatever good progress you make should continue from leader to leader to leader, right?
Hmm.
Let's hear from Ambiga Srinivasan. We have her on the line right now. Thank you so much for joining us on the Evening Edition. Dr. Ambiga, can you remind us why it's so important for us to have such a policy?
Okay. Frankly, this is a new idea, this thing of limited terms. As far as the Commonwealth and those that follow the Westminster model, limited terms, you have it in other countries in Asia, but they don't all follow the Westminster system. It is important, and it's something I strongly support, because I believe that having limited terms allows for rejuvenation. You don't have the same person in power for so long, and you basically do away with the possibility of the centralization, full centralization of power by one person, creating, in a sense, a strong man syndrome. So I think it is a very, very wise move forward.
And have you heard any negative feedback about this idea so far?
I have not to date. I would imagine it's only those in power who would not be very keen on it. But honestly, it's good for the country, I think. So I haven't heard anything negative.
Now, do you think limiting it to 2 terms will affect policymaking?
Well, I don't see how it affects policymaking, because obviously 2 terms is a long time. Huh? If it is limited, a 2-term limit, you're looking at 2 terms of 5 years, which is 10 years. That's plenty of time to establish policy. And I think it allows for long-term, it does still allow for long-term vision, because that is something that a government should do collectively. Now, this would need a constitutional amendment, by the way, making terms limited. And so that's something that, we hope that the opposition will also support.
So, Dr. Ambika, what happens in situations where we just don't have a good enough candidate for these positions and the only good enough candidate has, you know, maxed out their terms?
Okay, there's no such thing in my view. There's no such thing in my view where there is a situation where someone cannot rise to the occasion. In every instance, now I come from a background like in the Bar Council where we had limited terms of 2 years, okay, or 1+1. Now, in every instance, another person has managed to come in and always rises to the occasion. So I don't think that is a good argument at all. It is not something I would accept at all, actually, that you cannot find another person who can fill the position.
Dr. Amiga, what are your thoughts about this proposed law perhaps having an expiry date where, after a lapse of time, a person has maxed out their terms, can run again in 10, 20 or so years?
Yeah, that does happen, actually. That does happen. And that's a possibility. But my own preference would be, no, actually, my own preference would be 10 years and that's it. or 2 terms and that's it. But it does happen in some jurisdictions where they do allow people to come back after a lapse of time.
Dr. Ambika, thank you very much for your thoughts. That was Ambika Srinivasan talking to us about institutional reforms.
Yeah, you know, I think Dr. Ambika's message is pretty simple. Chukob lah, what more you want? 10 years, if you can't achieve what you want to achieve, I think it's time to move on and give someone else a chance, right? I mean, I think it's a really good idea. I think it creates a sense of urgency on the part of politicians as well, not to waste time. It maybe removes this idea that, you know, politics is an avenue to make money, so the longer you stay
Absolutely, you can
just rake it in, as we've seen that's happening in the courts
today. These
days.
Yes.
Exactly. It's going to be an interesting time, and I think it's ironic that, of course, Dr. Mahathir is the one to put this into place, given that he was in power for 23 years, and then he came back.
Well, 77732900 is the number to call for Tombat. You can WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio. We've got Victor on the line. Hi, Victor.
Hi, good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening.
So, the only problem with this term limit is that if we had it before, then Tun M would not be our Prime Minister.
Right. I don't know if we're going to have too many instances where
this
character might emerge.
Yeah, I think that would be a tragedy. So, yeah, I agree with this Dato Amiga. So maybe we should put a proviso that, well, a person after retiring for 15 years, I mean, he can stand again.
So, it was something that we spoke about earlier, didn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. So actually, for me, I always work backward, look at the result that I want, and then to have the rule that fit the result. So, yeah, I can accept the term limit, provided after a certain period of time, the same person can offer himself for office again.
Well, thank you very much, Victor. Thank you so much for your call.
Yep.
I guess term limits, that's what people are calling us about. You can join the conversation, 77332900. Do you agree with Tun Dr. Mahathir, who insists that we have 2 terms? Rajkumar, 10 years is enough time to achieve results. Heck, even to screw up. Ask the previous PM.
All right, our next caller on the line is a regular guest here at BFM. It's Paul Jambunathan. How are you, sir?
Hi, buddies. Good evening.
Good evening.
And I really like the fact that you're stimulating thought for everyone who's listening in. I just want to add something in terms of the human lifespan development.
Sure.
People's mindsets change, people's values change, people's wisdom changes. I like the idea of term responsibilities, which is fantastic. And let us not write off everyone who's lost the election, because we have some wise people who may have lost perfection of other people who desire their presence. But people grow, and they grow with experience. They grow with the people's desire for them to excel, to lead us. So the whole aspect of psychological change is very important. We shouldn't write people off. We should allow them change and allow people to come into term. I mean, we call it trimester, first trimester, second trimester, right or not?
Right.
You know, before birth and delivery. We grow to be wise. And I think what we're leading into is fantastic, because we want to give the opportunity to future leaders, people in primary school, to wish and aim and come forth, and even you guys. I would love you guys to lead me too. Ah!
So, So, Paul, I mean, do you not think that when it comes to politics, though, just because of the nature of power and its ability to corrupt, do you not think putting term limits actually is like setting a lifespan, right? That means you know you're going to die soon, so you try to be as good as possible.
I totally understand where you're coming from, but it's more of, rather than an individualistic lifespan pattern as compared to a whole country, a whole populace who's growing together towards plans that the government has set, towards plans that the whole country wants together. And that's the majority. That's what controls us.
Right.
And we lend ourselves to it. If we don't lend ourselves to it, we should stand up and make a change. But I think we've got some fantastic people. I really believe there's so many wonderful potential leaders if we lend ourselves to the possibility of change. And giving this term, like my good friend Ambika said, if we allow this change and design it, we're going to see a lot of wonderful potential, man.
Oh, terrific stuff. Yeah. Thank you very much for calling in, Paul, and always good to hear from you. 7733-2900 is the number to call for Top Back. We've got Kyril on the line. Hi, Kyril.
Hello. My opinion on this thing, I'm a very average person. I'm very average. So if the longest serving prime minister says 10 years is enough, I think it's enough. He also doesn't have...
Sorry, Kyril, you're going through a bad reception area. We can't hear you. You're breaking up. Are
might
you
be
there?
A tunnel. It might be a tunnel. Oh, and he's not
he went
there.
Through a
he
tunnel.
Went to a tunnel. Kyril, do call us back.
But I do like I do like his logic. I mean, I think someone who's been there and done that has been like too long. 23 years. Too long.
Far too long. If you have an opinion about term limits, you can WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899. You can tweet us at BFM Radio. 7733-2900 is the number to call. I mean, it's quite interesting because, you know, there's been this entire discussion about, I guess, term limits, right? And looking at just even in the recent American presidential elections, you had Hillary Clinton going up against Donald Trump. And some were sort of questioning the role of term limits when essentially, you get a 2-for-1 if had Hillary won.
Let me tell you. I think the only thing that is keeping some Democrats sane is the fact that there are term limits in the United States,
given everything that's happened.
Right?
All right. The number to call, once again, 7733-2900. Talk back. Sobi is next on the line. Hi there.
Hi there.
Tell us what you think.
Okay.
We're doing okay.
I'm not sure on it, but I think I'm against it.
Why?
Because... Okay, the country that has adapted this kind of,
term limits,
term,
yes.
Term limits. America, yes?
Yes.
Right? So I think their debts are more than their income, right?
Sorry?
Because of why?
I think it's the same with Ursula.
I'm not sure about that, but...
Sobi, are you there?
If you put it on terms, it's actually the banks. Because once you change a new leader, so the new leader must try to implement things.
Sure.
New things need money. So what do you do if you want fast money? So you have to loan from banks. And then goes on, and after 10 years... So, I'm not sure the new leader, he or she may have a new idea, so want to implement new things also.
Right.
So, they tend to, I'm not sure on it. But, as you say, in the view that the leader has terms, so I think, they must go for the lifespan. So they must try to implement new things.
Thank you very much, Sobi, for calling in. Much appreciated. Moving on to our next caller, Karen is on the line. Hi, Karen.
Hi. Good evening.
Good evening. Tell us what you think about term limits. Something you agree with or something you disagree with?
All right. In my opinion, I agree to have a time limit for some, to achieve some results. Mm-hmm. Because I am a result-oriented person, And then I think 10 years to see a result is a very reasonable.
Yes, it's very reasonable
because today's nowadays world is moving so fast, and then there is so much thing that we can do to earn knowledge and experience within 10 years. So I think it's a very reasonable time to follow.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your call, and keep those calls coming in. 777-332-900 We've got Prakash on the line. Prakash, thank you so much for holding. What do you have to say about term limits? Are you for or against?
I'm actually for the term limits because there's a lot of talent out there, and then by keeping prime minister for 20 over years, it's just neglecting the rest. And at the same time, talking about the point that whether they can come and join back after the 10 years finish, I think there's another division it to be done, which is a direct election for our Prime Minister. I think that way the candidates can come in and we can actually select them back if we feel that they are good and they need to be coming back.
Yeah, well, Prakash, I thank you very much for your call, and I think that's an interesting proposal, the idea of direct elections from our Prime Minister, very similar to a presidential election in the United States. I don't know how well that would work out in Malaysia, given the parliamentary democracy system that we have. But that being said, two-term limits, I mean, yeah, I think having, you know, just going beyond the whole power corrupts thing, I mean, this idea of having people in perpetuity kind of stifles what Paul was saying, creativity and political, I guess, political acumen and all of this stuff. And we don't need to look far.
Yeah.
We just need to look at
UMNO,
MIC, MCA over the last how many decades and look at the caliber of leaders that they have groomed and developed or lack thereof.
Yeah, and you get into sort of a situation where you're looking for experience and that's not there because you've lost out on sort of maybe a generation of potential leaders that could have potentially stepped up to the plate.
Tell you, like, it's horrible. I mean, let's just do this and get it over with.
All right. Finally, we've got a final few messages that have been coming in about term limits.
Yeah, so we've got messages from Niam going 2 terms, and after that, no backseat leading. Yes, of course, that's also good. Many years ago, Tun Dr. M was asked who could take over from him as 3 DPMs were dropped by him. His answer was a clone of himself. He got his wish at 93 years old. What more to say now? That is true. Term limits create nothing to lose attitude, which can be both positive or negative. That's interesting. I think it also can create an everything to lose attitude, right?
Possibly, yeah.
And Benjamin goes, I'm sure many Americans wish there wasn't a term limit after Barack. We've got another message coming in going, hey guys, my thoughts, having a time limit on a task as huge as a nation's policy formulation implementation can work both ways. Say, for example, education. If you have a 10-year term on a leader to implement education blueprint, but you have 11 years of school education, how would this leader see through this? Once a guy takes over, if he doesn't like what he sees, are we to have another change in policy? And this would make them rush through their act. So rather than having term limits, we should have value limits and be consistent about the kind of governance and policies that we have. I think also this is rooted in a very important fact, which is rooted in the fact that we have stopped trusting our leaders.
There's a trust deficit, isn't there?
By right, as citizens, as media, we should be constantly antagonistic to our leaders.
Well, you know, keep those messages coming in. We'll be headed towards the 7 o'clock news. That's coming up shortly after this on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.